talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday here, Friday, October 21st, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by host of Voice of a People, which can be heard here every Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, Linda Sims. Linda, boy, we can't talk about it, but what we just talked about during the break, never a dull moment around here.
Never.
Now, I should mention that during the break there, Dr. Davis contacted me. He was nominated for the fruitcake toss, and Dr. Davis will be here.
He accepted.
On December 15th at 7 p.m. So he is a go. So at this point, the only people we have not heard back from are Bob Smith, James Anderson, Mary Ellen, and Ralph Thacker. Everybody else, I believe, is spoken for at this point.
Okay.
Now again, you can nominate whoever you like. Give us a buzz if you want to nominate somebody. 740-383-9944. You can nominate as many people as you like. 740-383-9944. Who would you like to nominate? Now, the full list again, it'll be December 15th at 7 p.m. here at the station. Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Dono Bauer, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, Mary Ellen, Bob Smith, James Anderson, and Dr. Davis. That's the list so far.
There's quite a few.
Who's going to win?
That is quite a few people. How many is that?
Well, I think 17.
And we had, what, last year?
I think we ended up with 30. I believe we had 30. You know, where is that list? Because I know we wrote down how far each person threw. And I don't know where the list went.
I don't either. I know I was writing it down.
You wrote it. Did you do it on a yellow pad?
I thought I did.
Well, maybe it's this yellow pad. Maybe it's in here. I wouldn't have thrown it away. I wonder if it's here somewhere. It could be. God knows we never throw anything away. Tell people about the newspapers here, Linda.
Well, they were growing quite bountifully in the studio here. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do with all these newspapers? But I know there's good news in newspapers, and it gives us a lot to talk about, you know. So, but Scott got rid of them, so they're gone today. Praise God, right?
That's exactly right. I did get rid of them, too. There were only two I wanted to keep, and I kept those, and
good. We
got rid of all the others. Now, this was was this last year? I don't remember.
What's that?
Oh, this was, no, yeah, no, this wasn't it. Maybe it's another yellow pad. I don't know. I wish we should have those records. I know we would not throw them away. Now, what in the world do you think we did with them?
And the star of my 600-pound life, will he be here too?
Well, nobody's nominated him. Would you like to nominate him?
Yeah, I'll nominate him.
Let's nominate
him.
Mike McGinnis. I'll send a letter to him. He was fun.
Yes, he was.
And we'll send a message to him right now.
I wonder how he's doing on his weight loss. He had that surgery, right?
Yeah, I think he's down to maybe 500.
Really?
Yeah, I think he started at 700 or something like that.
Oh, I did not know.
Oh, yeah, he was heavy.
To have lost 200 pounds is
amazing.
Yes.
I'll send it over to Mike McGinnis here, and we'll see if he can acquiesce. Okay. We'll see. Okay, Mike McGinnis has been reached out to. That's Linda's nomination.
Yes.
For the fruitcake. He is a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. He was.
We need to get him a Santa suit.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a good Santa.
Now, again, we have Mayor Kellogg has not been entered yet, but somebody will have to check with Mayor Kellogg to see if he can do it.
Okay.
Mayor Schertzer has not been nominated. Somebody will have to call the mayor's office, see if he can do it. Jason Schauber was nominated last year. I don't think he's been put in yet.
He didn't come either, did he?
No, he had something happened on his farm.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be somebody you might want to look into. I just got back from Mike McGinnis. Mike's in.
Is he? Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Mike McGinnis, you're in. Let's see here. Maybe he'll call in right now. I don't know what Mike does for a living. There, he's got the number.
Okay, great.
So we might hear from Mike. But Mike is in again. So we got 600. We'll have my 600-pound life star, Mike McGinnis, in for the fruitcake toss.
Okay.
Now, once again, I'm a little dismayed, though, today because Abby is not here. Now, I thought her nose was back in joint, and I thought we had solved this problem. Maybe her nose is still out of joint. I don't know.
Right. I have no idea.
You know, this might turn into a two-hour event if we get, you know, enough entries, because 30 took us to about an hour last year.
Yeah, and it was cold out there, too. I remember that, yes.
Thank goodness, though, we do it here. People have thought we should move it, but I don't think we should because we have the station to get warm, and we also have a restroom on the premises.
That's true.
So I think moving
it. Not much parking.
Boy, we had the straight line, too, with cars.
Yes, we did.
People were parking over on Washington.
Yes.
It was
around the corner on Pearl. Yes.
It was a happening. And you couldn't park in the driveway because that's where we threw the fruitcakes.
That's right.
We had to block that off.
Sure did.
So that's how it goes. It's going to be the fruitcake toss, something you won't want to miss for love nor money. And like I said, you can nominate the reporters at the Marion Star.
Oh, okay. Well, they covered it last year.
They did. Sophia was down here last year.
Yes.
For that. Oh, maybe this is Mike.
Maybe so.
Let's hope it is. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What's going on?
Hey, the star of my 600-pound life, almost been a year now, Thanksgiving Eve last year that premiered. Mike McGinnis, also star of the Fruitcake Toss last year. Mike, you've been re-entered into the Fruitcake Toss.
Wonderful.
Well, now, last year, a lot of people thought you were going to win because of your football background, but you fell a little short. Now, what are you going to do different this year?
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to throw this year. I will be there, but I have a torn labrum in my shoulder, so I can't throw anything.
Now, what if you threw left-handed?
Then it might go behind me.
Well, don't worry. We've had people do that before.
But, yeah, I'll definitely throw. It won't be as far, but, yeah, it'll be fun.
It will be fun. It's a fun night. Now, do you have, like, a Santa or paraphernalia or elf costume or something like that? We want to dress it up this year.
We can see what can happen.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Now, also, we have had requests and updates. How are things going weight-wise?
They've plateaued recently. I'm staying right around the 500-pound mark, but I'm still losing inches, just the weight staying there. I've been walking a lot more. I'm getting about 15 to 20 miles in a week.
So, wow, that's good.
Yeah, it's a lot more than I was used to do. But overall, health-wise, I feel great. It's amazing.
Well, and just to put it into perspective, what weight did you start at?
745.
745 pounds down to 500.
Oh, that's great.
245-pound weight loss.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Well, Mike, I know we'll see you before Fruitcake Toss, December 15th at 7 p.m., but just wanted to let you know you have been nominated. You are in.
Awesome. I will be there.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Mike McGinnis, my 600-pound life star, is in.
Wow. 500.
Down from 745.
245 pounds. Wow.
Now, he's plateaued, but that's okay.
Yes.
When you're that big.
Yes.
That's okay.
That's great, though. I mean, that's a lot of weight to have lost, and that's monumental to me.
Oh, 245 pounds.
Yes.
It's all perspective.
Yes, it is. That's great. Proud of him.
So, Mike McGinnis is in. Now, we're up to 18.
Okay.
Fruitcake toss galore.
So who else?
It's turned it. I don't know. So how do you feel about the male and female versions of this?
Well, I guess you could still intermittently let them throw the toss the fruitcake, but I don't know. And just go down the female list and see who threw it the furthest in the male list. We have two winners. I wonder how females feel about that.
Well, I don't know, because I always thought it was a fair, you know, anybody could win. My goodness, last year we had 600-pound guys, we had big, tall men, we had Santa Claus, and who won it?
Right, the young guy.
A young guy, probably weighed 120 pounds soaking wet, won the event.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
He had a heck of an arm on him, too, boy.
But that would tell me that a woman could compete just as well as a...
Yeah, it does. It does.
As a man.
That's true. That's true. There are women with that arm now.
Yeah.
My neighbor has a good arm like that.
Can toss it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I would think if maybe you were good at softball or something of that nature, or just like to play tennis, or...
Or had a lot of brothers that you had to beat up.
Had to beat up, sure. Sure. You might be completely satisfied for this event.
That's true.
So it's going to be a happening here on December 15th. It's a big, big event, and it's also very prestigious.
Yes.
To win that certificate.
Yes, absolutely.
What did we didn't call it king. What did we call it? Fruitcake toss. I don't remember what the title was.
I don't know how we lost all that stuff.
I don't know where all the paperwork went. It's around here somewhere, because we never throw anything away. I'm sure it's here somewhere.
It's got to be here.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll find it.
Okay.
I know it was kept, because I remember sitting aside the...
Is there any way that we can pull back the broadcast?
Oh, yeah, the broadcast is online. We could always go back and get the footage out of that.
Okay.
How far people threw it.
And knew how, also know what we called it.
Yeah, and the record to beat is 70 feet. Wasn't that it? 70
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, I think so.
Because we had it set up for 70 feet. I never dreamed anybody would toss it 70 feet.
Because we almost tossed it on them people's porch.
I know, that went down there. Oh, my, what a night that was.
And what a record to try to beat.
Oh, exactly. You know what would be interesting if somebody, because I'm not volunteering for this, but if somebody would decorate that little area out there. While the fruitcake tosses, like, let's stick some lights or...
Those solar lights?
Something. Or Christmas lights for that time of year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right at Christmas time.
Yeah, it'd be nice just to have it lit up out there a little bit. I mean, it was not dark because of the street lights and the cars. Cars and house lights. And this is the, you know, a tiny
neighborhood. But it could have been a little bit more lit up.
Yeah, Terry's usually out there trying to count. And that's terrible because Terry can't count above 10 anyway. So it's hard to get an accurate depiction.
We did have markers out there, though.
We did have markers.
So that helped him.
That did help him.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, sometimes he was off. If you go back and listen to the broadcast, I could clearly see that they threw it over 30 foot. And he'd go 27 feet. And I'd say, no, it's past the 30 mark. What do you mean 27 foot?
Whoa.
All right, does anybody else want to be entered into the fruitcake toss? 740-383-9944. Do we have any more entrants? Now, another big thing we're going to be doing around here is election night coverage. I guess we should start talking about that. We will go live, as we always do, at 7:10 p.m. on November the 8th, election night. And we will be on until all the races of substantiation are called. The Marion Fire Levy, the county commissioner race,
right.
Governor's race, treasurer's race because of Mayor Schertzer, and probably the Senate race with Ryan and J.D. Vance.
Right.
So until all of those are called, we will be on the air. Taking care of business. In Marion here, what is going on right now? We're kind of in a little bit of a, I don't want to say slump, but just not much news going on.
Well, does that mean no news is good news, or?
Well, I don't know. Does it mean no news is good news, or nothing's getting done?
It could mean both.
I did see the article in the paper this week, kind of interesting, that Marion City Schools is now allowing people to substitute who don't have bachelor's degrees. Real lack of substitutes.
Right. Irusi, I think that was one of his ideas before he left there.
Yep, yep. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how that'll all shake out in the end.
Well, Can't be too bad, I guess, since so many teachers did resign. I don't know if they were ever able to fill that gap. That's quite a gap.
Well, I still never understood what the qualification... Okay, you don't have to have a bachelor's. I get that. But what do you have to have? Do you have to have an associate? Do you have to have something in child care?
I don't think so. They may even require some type of training that they have established or set up.
Do you have to have a high school diploma?
Probably.
I don't know. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think about that when I was looking for my first job. That would have been a good first job.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't need a college diploma.
Of course. I think that would be great.
Well, let's say it's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
To be a substitute.
No.
But
it's
a good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess you do the best you can.
Good benefits.
Does have good benefits, and you work in a good atmosphere.
Right.
You know, it's not food. It's not sales. It's not
right.
That sort of thing.
You know, I used to volunteer for my oldest daughter when she was in the fourth and fifth grade over at Oak Street School when it was a school back then, and I was a teacher's helper, and I was offered a substitution job. You know, and I didn't have a degree. I had the equivalent F1.
Oh, there you go.
But I didn't have a degree. So back then, it wasn't really that you had to have one. It wasn't required at that time. But, and, you know, as time went on, then they start requiring all these documentations, you know, to be able to be in the school and teach the children. But now, I guess it's not so important anymore, huh?
No, I think a lot of people went in the education profession, and that's what brought that on.
Yeah, but now people don't want to teach. People don't want to be around kids that much because you can't do anything to control them.
There's a real lack.
Yeah.
of people wanting to go into that field.
That's true.
And for a long time, there were so many people who did want to go into that field.
I know.
I mean, I could not believe the amount of people who said they wanted to be teachers.
I know.
Then all of a sudden, that went right down the hill. Right down the chute, as they say.
They can't do anything with the kids. That was the reason for the 40 teachers resigning.
Yeah, but,
no support.
I have to believe that at some point, something else was going on there.
And it could have been.
I mean, I can't imagine it was the job. I can't imagine they just all woke up one day and said, boy, I don't want this job.
It wasn't one day. I guess they were having physical battles with the kids.
But, you know, I've been in the schools now for 4 years, pretty much 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. I don't know why I don't see that going on.
Are you in elementary or?
High school.
High school. Oh, okay. I don't know. Depends on the school, I guess.
Guess I'll have to wait for a kid to come up and punch me in the nose to know what's going on.
Wow. There are, I think it's behavior. Kids act out. It's behavior. It's not really what's going on with them. It's how they act out about it, And if you can treat the symptom, then the behavior can be changed.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Probably true. What was the fire levy. A lot of talk about the fire levy. You think that's going to pass?
I don't know. A lot of people are saying, well, what's wrong with the old fire station?
Anytime it comes to a tax, people are not inclined to vote for it.
Right. And they want to know, well, what's wrong with the old, the station they're in now. I mean, they're still in there running. So, I don't know.
I don't know how that will go.
Everyone I've talked to have asked me that question.
Yeah, and I mean, it's an old station.
Yes, it is old.
They still got the old corrals in there when people used to ride horses, I think. So, it's been there a long time.
Right.
I think that's one of the problems.
Yes. Probably beyond repair.
Well, I don't know. How do you think people feel about the new sheriff's office?
The one out there on Delaware Avenue?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's nice.
Yeah, very nice. I've been out there.
Yeah, but that did not have to go before the voters. I think the county commissioners approved that one. Because the old sheriff's station was, plumbing was a big issue, and evidence was getting destroyed.
Now, where was that located? Route 4?
Williamsport.
Williamport.
It was out on Williamsport.
Oh, okay, across from the prison.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of small, too.
It was small, and it was really getting, I guess the sewage was backing up in the basement.
So do they still house criminals there?
No, I think they tore that building down.
Okay. Okay. So they're across the street at that new place. Okay.
And they don't house them here at on Delaware Avenue. I think that's just an administrative building.
It is. It is. Not there either. So.
So you actually cannot be put in jail at the sheriff's office anymore.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's kind of... Well, I mean, what do you do if, like, somebody just needs to be there for the night?
They take them downtown, I think.
Is that where they go?
I think they still house them at the police station at City Hall.
I think there is still a place at City Hall where you can be housed.
Yeah, or maybe overnight or something like that. Maybe not long anymore.
But I thought there used to be cells out at the sheriff's station on Williamsport.
There was.
Yeah.
There was cells there.
But not.
Because I visited people that were jailed out there before. It's been years ago, but...
Now, was it a cozy place?
No, cold.
Cold and unpleasant.
Unpleasant, very. You know, it's hard to imagine people being caged.
Yeah, well, in the restroom aspect of it, I would not like.
Oh, me either.
Don't you have to go in front of people?
Yeah. You do if they're in the cell with you.
No, see that? No. And there's beds in there, right?
Yeah, one.
One bed.
Well, I think it's like 6x8.
Ish.
A cell.
That's all you got, huh? A sink, a bed,
toilet,
and a toilet. No privacy.
No, and you're in a cage.
That's got to be rough.
Oh, God. It's unimaginable for me.
But a lot of people get in that position.
Yeah, and then go back.
Then go back. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, we are at the studio today, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you on any event from the fruitcake toss to the situations going on here in Marion. Whatever you got, we'll talk about it here. There's a listener. You always know the listener's going by when the horn's blowing. A listener out there. But my question is, now see, we got the fruitcake toss here, but there also is a question, what will Glenn Coble's alcohol level be on fruitcake toss night? Because this could impact the whole competition.
Or maybe, you know, his friend he met last year will be back.
Who was that?
I have no idea. He said it was a woman.
And he didn't know her.
No. So hopefully she'll come back, you know.
What was in that thing?
He had a cup.
Yeah, was it a coffee cup?
I think so. Yeah, one of those red cups. And I think he had liquor in it. I don't think it was beer.
Oh, my.
I don't think it was beer.
I just know he was bobbing and weaving by the time he threw that fruitcake. We're lucky somebody didn't get killed.
I know.
And then Adam's throw.
Yes.
Tasmanian Adam. Devil about threw that fruitcake over on Pearl Street. At least this year, Adam will have some room for redemption.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Tried twice, didn't he?
He might have. I'm trying to remember. I just remember that thing going all kinds of sideways.
Yes. I don't know.
I don't think anybody else's went to the side like that.
No, I don't think so either.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out in the end.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to the holidays.
Oh, I hope so. The holidays this year should be a lot of fun. And Thanksgiving's a good holiday, too. And when is Thanksgiving this year? Today's the 21st. Halloween's in 10 days. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. Thanksgiving is the 24th.
So we're, what, 30?
About a month away, almost.
Yeah, 35 days away from Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting with your family. What do you do for Thanksgiving, Linda?
Last year I went to my brother's house without notice.
Just showed up.
That's my brother. I shouldn't have to give notice, right?
You don't have to give notice to family.
I think I came right here. Did
you
I come
did.
Right here?
You did. Okay. You do have to stop by again this year.
Yeah, I may try to do that.
It's fun to get a group of people together and just have a good time.
I had a good time. I really did.
Yeah, we laugh a lot at those parties.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
I always say, you know, family's okay on the holidays, and I'm not, and a lot of my family are at my events, but I like inviting different people because I like the conversation. If you get a bunch of people together who are not always together, they get to see each other. Maybe they haven't seen each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not a controlled circumstance, and we all have a good time and laugh and
that's true.
Enjoy.
Had a good time, yeah. And I think I came back Christmas, didn't I?
Yeah, we had a good time at Christmas. And Christmas was a very eclectic group because we had a lot of people from the station there at Christmas.
Sure did. Sure did.
And it's always a good that's what the holidays should really be about.
It should.
Not presents and all this keeping up appearances. Just going somewhere and having a good time.
A good time. Good conversation. Good food.
Laughter.
Laughter. Definitely laughter.
That's what this life is all about.
Yes, it is.
We don't, if you don't have laughter, you don't have anything.
That's true. You're just sad.
You're just depressed.
Yes, you're just sad.
You know, and then we wait. We all get in our pajamas with the feet and wait for Santa Claus to come down the the chimney.
Yes, 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 yes. I did. You know, and that was out of ordinary because you always invite me over, but...
Yes.
After 8 years, I finally made it.
You finally made it.
Yeah.
And you had a good time.
I had a good time. I really did.
It's hard sometimes to break, you know, or go somewhere new. That's a that's a different thing.
It was. It was. It was, but I made it.
Turned out okay.
Yes, it did.
You know,
I survived.
And, yes, you survived it. And you know, but there were a lot of people there you knew.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps.
Right, I met your mother.
Oh, you did? That was right. That was the first time.
Yes, it was.
Yep, she was there, and Sean was there.
Sean was there.
And Terry was there, and Angie
was there, and her daughter, yeah.
And her mother
and
was
her
there.
And her mother.
Was
yeah.
there.
Yeah, sure was.
So we had a...
And the one pastor, Craig.
Pastor Craig was there. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. And it seems like there was somebody else. Oh, I think Angie's daughter had a friend
yes,
there.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She had a friend. Mm-hmm. So it was a good turnout.
Mm-hmm. Real good turnout.
Yeah. And it's a good... It's like those cookouts
in
the summer.
Oh, yeah.
They're always
a
good time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we get together enough as a society? Or are we just internet now?
Mostly internet. People have become very comfortable with that.
Zoom.
And then there was COVID. And people became hermits again. You know, so I think people are trying to break out of that monotony and come out and be seen and heard, you know, and gather with their families and friends. And hopefully it will be on the increase, you know, this holiday season.
What should the theme be this holiday season?
Other than we have overcome COVID or...
Yeah. I mean, the last two... But you know, honestly, I was out shopping. And we had... December was always one of the worst months, COVID-wise. But you know, people didn't stop going out.
Oh, no. Or spending money.
Oh, no. They were out. They were out in
yes,
full force.
Were.
And people's decorations were up on their house. And it really did not seem all that different.
No, because you remember the government gave out checks.
Yeah, they did give out checks. If they want to boost the economy, they should do that again. Merry Christmas
they
from
should.
The government.
Yes. Yes. Let's keep it rolling.
Now, how do you think these midterms are going to go nationally? You know, the Democrats want to keep control of what's going on, but the Republicans would certainly like it back. Oh, I think we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Bob here from Columbus.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Very good.
Good.
Calling about the fruitcake toss.
Yes.
First off, you don't have a trophy or a prize or anything for that.
No, not really. No, we give a certificate and we give them a fruitcake.
Oh. Okay, because I was going to make a plaque or something. To
oh, a plaque!
Winner.
Oh, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I mean, something along the lines of your the plaque that you got for the Upper Crust Society there.
Oh, I have that on my desk at home. That is proudly displayed. Now, when is the fruitcake? Because we don't want to wait for December 15th for the fruitcake pizza. When is the fruitcake pizza going to make its debut?
Oh, my.
Well, I haven't worked out the detail. I guess we need to look at that.
You know, last year, the day, but now was it, I can't remember how we did that, because we have the topper to the tree, which is the
pizza star.
Yeah, it's the pizza star. which is, that's the new Trop Topper. It's a very nice topper, too. Now this year, is there going to be some kind of ornament to add to that? You know, we got to add every year.
I'll have to look into the ornament department here and see what we've got.
Now, it was interesting last year, I'll tell you, because the day before Thanksgiving, we had the turkey stuffed with pizza stuffing, and boy, I'll tell you, Glenn went to town.
Was that good? I don't think I had it.
Glenn loved it. What was that, Bob?
It was a turkey stuffed with a pizza.
Well, I'll tell you, that is something.
I forget what we called it. I think we called it turkey pizza or something. I don't know.
I know Glenn ate it. My goodness. It was good. I took a couple bites of it. I remember that. Maybe we'll...
I wanted to nominate myself as well for the fruitcake doll.
Well, Bob, absolutely.
I might win my plaque back.
Yeah, you might win your plaque. Now, you're number 19, so the entries are growing here.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later. I'll probably bring that before the fruitcake doll, so you have it in the studio there, the plaque, so...
Yeah, that'd be great.
The detail.
That'd be great. Thanks, Bob.
All right, bye.
Well, now the winner gets a plaque, Linda.
Oh, really?
Thanks to our friend Bob Welsh in Columbus.
Why, thank you. All the way from Columbus?
Yes, and now he's in the fruitcake competition. Bob
Welsh.
Wow. It's catching on like wildfire
here.
It
sure is. Wow, we need to think of something for Thanksgiving in, right?
You know, I was trying to think last year, what could we do? Because Thanksgiving, you know, it's a weird holiday in that it's probably second to Christmas.
Right.
But yet, nobody... We do stuff on all... We do Easter egg hunts on Easter.
Right.
We do, obviously, Santa Claus and trees and all that at Christmas. We do candy and all that on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do on Thanksgiving? Nothing.
Just eat and be thankful.
What could we do? Because Thanksgiving Eve, I like... Now, we don't want to do anything on Thanksgiving Day because people are busy.
Right.
But, like, the Eve, the day before, is a good day.
It is a good day.
What do... Because most people are off the next day because it's Thanksgiving. It's a weekday. It's
right.
A Wednesday. We know it's a Wednesday every year. What could we do on Thanksgiving Eve that would have a Christmas or a Thanksgiving theme?
Wow. That's a good question. There's not anything ever done.
No, nothing ever done. Nothing ever done. And we should spearhead it here at the station.
Let's think of something.
Because God knows we need help.
Right.
So what could we do? It could be a competition, or it could be an event. It could just be something very unique.
What could we do? You said we didn't get very many volunteers for cooking, right?
Cookies. No, we never did very well with the cooking, no.
Okay.
I think people are funny to take food. I think that's what probably partially some
COVID
of it is.
Thing. Yeah, the COVID thing now, so that's a big issue.
But I don't know what you could do on Thanksgiving. I don't know what type of...
We don't have any turkeys around here, so we can't have a turkey race.
No. I don't know what we... I wish we had access to some kind of a unique mode of travel.
Mm-hmm.
Like a horse-drawn carriage,
mm-hmm.
or a really old automobile that's unique, or something like that. Because we could have Santa arrive.
Well, that would be nice.
As like the start of the holiday season. Have him arrive
like
at a
Thanksgiving
certain...
Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Like well, because I think that is mainly... And we could do... I mean, couldn't we do a Thanksgiving Eve parade?
Why not?
But what would we have to do? We'd have to send them down Prospect Street here. We don't want a big parade.
Right.
We don't want, you know, just... We want an hour. And we could have people, you know, participate.
That's an idea.
If somebody wants to get that rolling, you just let us know. And we'll oversee it.
Right.
But I think Santa, if anybody has a unique way... Because do you remember years ago out at the mall, Santa used to arrive by helicopter?
Yes.
Now that was a big...
Yes.
Wasn't that the day, Thanksgiving night or the night before?
I think so.
Okay. Now we can't land a helicopter here, I don't think.
And they would be there like... He would be there like a month.
Yeah. So why can't we bring Santa Claus? What would it be interesting to bring Santa Claus in. A limo, maybe? Santa Claus arrives in a limo. Here comes the stretch.
Or SUV, right?
SUV.
Here comes Santa.
It has to be something unique.
Wow. It does sound like a good idea. We got something started anyway.
Yeah, well, the helicopter was always a good thing. His helicopter had nothing to do with Santa Claus. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Go right ahead.
Are we allowed to come over there and practice?
At the station?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You could technically when we weren't here, but I don't know if that would give people an unfair advantage. I mean, I think Ralph went out to the tall grass trail and practiced.
Okay.
Yeah, you can always practice, yeah. I would go to the tall grass trail, because I don't want anybody coming and say, well, they actually got to practice where we actually do the fruitcake toss.
Yeah, home team advantage.
Yeah, but no, I know people last year went to the tall grass trail. I know people went to Garfield Park. I know people did go to places and do it.
So just for clarity's sake, 70 foot is the mark to beat.
I believe so, by Dono Bauer. Did you hear there's going to be a plaque?
Huh?
Did you hear there's going to be a plaque?
No, there is.
Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio, Mr. Pizza Man, called in just moments ago and said he has now nominated himself to be in, and he's bringing a plaque.
Okay, so then that kind of, if there's going to be one plaque, then there won't be like a male and a female winner. It'll just be one champion.
Well, but I'm trying to remember what we called it last year. We didn't call it King.
Yeah, you had some kind of elaborate title. What was that?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the winner
Fruit
was
cake called. Fruitcake Chucker Champ.
Oh, it was Chucker. You're right. It was something about Chucker.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fruitcake Chucker something. Boy, I wish I'd have kept a copy. I'll have to go to find Dono Bauer and figure out what that thing said. I know we gave a fruitcake. I know we gave Christmas light tickets. But it seems to me we had a certificate.
But the word Chucker was in there, wasn't it?
I believe so. I believe it did say something about Chucker. Fruitcake Chucker something.
See, I tried my very best to pay attention because I know I'll want zoo light tickets 20 years from now, and these will all be trivia questions.
That's right. They'll all be trivia questions 20 years from now. We're saying, now, back at the first fruitcake toss, what did we call the champ? But there'll be a plaque. Now, can you imagine what a fruitcake plaque will look like?
And I think this is neat, because what better way to bring community together?
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to unite the community.
Of course.
Oh, well, bravo.
Well, thank you. Brava. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
That has always been our mission, to bring the community together.
And people thought we were going to go away. Well, the joke's on them. We aren't going anywhere.
And still trying to bring the community together.
We'll be here till the casket drops.
Yeah? Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Some days is sooner than others. Some days, depend on who's here, it's sooner than others.
Right. So true.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What progress we're making as far as this
fruitcake.
Yeah, but what was the title? Fruitcake
Chucker?
I know Chucker was in there. Chucker Champion? Well, I didn't want to use King, because everybody uses King. And King can't... I mean, I guess it could be a woman, but you don't want to get into that.
Right.
We wanted something that was unilateral for men and women.
Okay. I don't know. You might have to dig up that broadcast.
It might be Fruitcake Chucker Champion. I can't remember. Well, I know the broadcast is online. It's under Program Archives. I think Special Program. So you can go under there and listen to it. And I believe it is 70 foot is the record to beat. Now, remember, the rules, there aren't a whole lot of rules, but you cannot run up. Your feet have to go to the line. There's the line.
Yes.
And you have to underhand toss it. You cannot overhand toss it.
That was the big thing, too. Underhand.
Yeah, you have to underhand. You can't overhand. Because that would be... I think that would be an unfair advantage to some people.
And don't forget to do your push-ups in advance.
You know, nobody's nominated her, and I said earlier that nobody's nominated Abby because she has no friends.
Oh, I'll nominate Abby.
That's why she hasn't been nominated. She has no friends. If she had friends, she would already be on the list.
Oh, my. I'll nominate her.
She claims she used to play softball.
Oh, okay. She's little, though.
I don't think she did.
She's little.
I think she's lying.
She's small. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she may have, I mean.
Are you nominating Abby?
Yes.
Okay. She's down. You have to take responsibility for her, though.
Okay.
I'd write down her last name, but it changes so often, I don't remember what.
Oh, my. I don't get her.
I don't know what her last name will be by the time December 15th rolls around. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, Abby's in. What could we, I mean, what from the, because we gave Christmas light tickets last year, and that's nice, but what could we give away from the community that would have high significance? Mm. The plaque is great.
Right.
Great idea. Bob Welsh had.
Okay.
But what could we give away from the community that would have, you know, special community significance?
What does a tour of the our historical society, the historical museum, what does that cost?
I don't know. You know, I wonder if since we're not, it's not a charity event. Now, people need to this is not a charity event.
Right, right.
We make that very clear. Don't confuse this with a charity event. That's why we're not charging donations.
Right.
But I wonder if we could get something. I'm trying to think of what is unique to Marion. What would people want? Like something they can keep, not something they can. We can give them a pizza or something.
Right, right.
But I'm talking about something you could keep. And it would be a keepsake for all your life with the plaque. You can put it right up on your mantel place with the plaque.
Keepsake.
I don't know.
Like a souvenir or something, you're saying.
Yeah, something very Marion-like. You know, I'm thinking of anything to do with President Harding, but I don't know what that would be.
I don't either.
We'll have to figure that one out.
Where do people get souvenirs from, as far as our city is concerned?
I don't think we have any. I think that's the problem. I wonder if Mary Ellen has something she could donate.
Or Chamber of Commerce. They don't have anything like that where they have souvenirs for our city?
Well, probably like postcards or something. But I don't think we have anything like, you know, Tony Paco's is great because they have the what do they have? The signed hot dogs. Hot dog buns.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and I
said that's not in Marion, though, is it?
No, no, but we need something like that.
Right.
I signed a, what did I sign? Was it a pizza? Yeah, it was pizza, I think.
Did you?
Yeah, because I have a plaque at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always thought that was a good idea.
It is. It is a good idea.
You know what? Wouldn't it be great? Listen, Bob, if you're out there, because Bob spearheaded that little event. What about having Mary Ellen autograph a pizza? Oh, my. Wouldn't that be something?
Yes. Something they could keep. Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just working hard.
I thought you died. What happened to you?
No, just been busy. I've been trying to get in or have time to call this week, and I haven't really had a chance.
Well, I'm glad you're out there.
Yep, I'm out here, and I was just thinking, you could do, like, have Mary Ellen sign a piece of money or something, like a dollar bill or something.
And I was just thinking, you know, Mary Ellen's had a very big year. She was put in the Hall of Fame. She opened her museum. Now, Bob, what if we had her? She could be here because she's already entered. She could sign some money for the winner, but she could also sign a pizza like I did, and we could mount it here in the studio, have a whole ceremony that night.
Yeah, I think something to do with Mary Ellen would be the best because she's still here with us. You know, Harding's gone. You could get a live signature right then and there.
I think so. Now, are you going to get in on this toss?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get in on it, but I am very tempted to come and at least watch, and I might participate.
Well, either way, we'd love to have you.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you, Scott.
Well, that's great. Now that is a good idea. I think we've got it, Mary Ellen.
Okay.
Well, so she'll be in it because she's already been nominated.
Right.
And now Bob's going to have to cooperate on this because I don't know how. I'm trying to remember how I autographed that whoop-de-doo.
The pizza?
Yeah. Did he have to take it back home? I can't remember how we did that. Hmm. But the plaque was great.
Okay.
It's in Bob's home.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have the actual pizza.
Right, right.
Bob has the pizza.
Right.
But that's okay.
Right.
Because I have the plaque.
Right, right.
But wouldn't that be... Because Mary Ellen is in the Guinness Book of World Records for most signed money. So her signature is very important.
Okay.
And this was her biggest year, I would say.
Right.
With the museum and
yes.
Hall of Fame. Bob, what do you think? You're already doing the plaque. Do you want to have Mary Ellen sign something on December the 15th? Have a big ceremony. What could Mary Ellen's... she could sign money for the winner. That makes sense. But what could she sign that she's never signed before that would be unique to us?
Hmm.
Well, what about a fruitcake?
There you go.
They never spoil.
Right.
We could put it right on the wall.
Right.
The wall would cave in, but that would be okay.
Right.
Maybe she could sign that fruitcake pizza Bob's coming up with. Go ahead, caller.
The fruitcake snowball of rolling and gathering speed.
This is going to put us right back on the map.
I still do have your pizza, signed pizza here in a place of honor.
Oh, God bless you. Would you like to put Mary Ellen's beside it?
I think we could. I think what we would do then after she signs it, we'll shellac it like the Christmas star there. And that way you could keep it in the studio.
Well, that would be good. And I'm trying to think here. December 15th is... Should we do it because of what we're going to have to do? She'll have to sign it, and then it'll have to be shellacked, and then a picture, and then a plaque. Now, should we have her sign it in a ceremony before and present the plaque on the 15th? Or have her sign it on the 15th and then do a presentation in sometime before Christmas with the plaque?
Well, you're much better with the organization there and the public relations and everything. So,
I'll put it to the audience.
We could do something ahead of time. That way, we could do the plaque presentation and the pizza presentation there on the 15th.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Clear up a spot on the wall there and hang it up or something.
So we'll bring Mary Ellen in sometime before the 15th. Have a ceremony on the air. In which she'll actually sign and take a picture with the thing, the pizza, and then we will present the plaque to her, which she will present to the studio on the night of the fruitcake toss.
I guess she would be the second inductee into the Upper Crust Society.
I tell you, it's becoming big, Bob. Who would have guessed? The Upper Crust Society number two.
Before you know it, nobody will even remember Tony Paco.
God, it's a forgotten thing already. Nobody knows about Tony Paco. Thanks, Bob.
All right, talk to you later.
Well, I tell you, this is all you need.
Yes.
You get a few ideas. Now, Mary Ellen's going to be the second inductee into the Upper Crust Society.
Okay.
I was number one.
Okay.
I don't like to bring that up, but I was number one.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Now, you got to talk loud, draw a crowd.
Start somewhere, right? Yes.
So now, what date are we going to have the... Because we got to have... That's an event when Mary Ellen actually signs the pizza crust.
Okay. So you want to do that for Thanksgiving?
Well, let's do that for Thanksgiving. Yes, exactly. The day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve. So you'll come in that day.
Yes.
And Mary Ellen will be here. And Bob will come down. Maybe he can bake that pizza again. Maybe we'll have Mary Ellen try the pizza.
Why not?
And you try the pizza?
Yeah.
And we'll get old drunk Glenn in here. If he can remember the date and steer himself down here to the studio.
That would be great.
What? And maybe I can get Buckeye Guy here for that.
Maybe
or Ted Williams.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have a few people.
And Marion Starr.
Oh, they better come for that.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's a big, big event.
It is a big event.
And we also have, maybe on the night, then we'll just have her sign a fruitcake.
And we could run it in a newspaper before. This is going to happen.
I wonder if we had her sign a fruitcake. See, but I don't, because you'd just be signing the package.
Right.
So how could we do a signed fruitcake?
How did they do the bun?
Well, Bob shellacked the pizza crust. It was real pizza crust when I signed it.
Okay.
And he took it home and shellacked it.
Hmm.
But I'm trying to think of how we could actually have her... I don't think you could sign a fruitcake unwrapped. Could somebody make a fake fruitcake?
That's a good idea.
If somebody can, let us know, because a fake fruitcake would you know, that she could sign.
Right.
Out of wood or plastic or something like that.
Yes, yes.
But also, I tell you what, because I was in the paper last year for this, I need a sweatshirt. Fruitcake something. Because you should have something out there.
That's true.
And one in short sleeve thing, because that would be cold.
That wouldn't be a bad gift to give away either.
No, you could make two of them. Make one for me, and then we'll make one to present that night.
Right. Yeah. That would not be a bad gift.
This event's going to be... Well, not to mention Buckeye Guy's already going to be here because he's entered in the competition.
Right, right.
And 600-pound life Mike McGinnis. Mm-hmm. Big TV celebrities.
Celebrities.
Mary Ellen Withrow.
Celebrities.
Big. Nobody's put Ted Williams in it yet. He might show up in it.
Yeah, he might. Yeah.
Boy, Linda... The holidays here are going to be something else.
So we're on a roll.
We're on a roll. All right, we're done for the day, but everybody be thinking. Think of things, because we're going to come back next week with more fun here on WGH Talk. Scott Spears for Linda Sims, heading for the dugout.
GH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello, everybody.